When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Tack. We're getting underway, gearing up for the college football playoff matchup, 6:30 this evening. Unfortunately, we won't have that for you, but we will be definitely giving updates throughout the program about Ole Miss and the Miami Hurricanes taking on each other. We're going to start breaking down things in our pick six segment, which is actually pick eight this week. Charlie, Mike, carrying over from last hour. Appreciate you sticking around, Mike. And Charlie, how the heck are we doing after the last week of NFL regular season?
Well, Mike kind of alluded to it at the end of last hour, but this past week was miserable for yours truly. I went 1-7, guys. There's no kind of hiding from that. I got unlucky a couple different times, like the Falcons backdoor cover. The whole Ravens situation was also very much ridiculous, where Lamar throws the big touchdown pass and they're covering at that point. I'm dancing. And then the Ravens defense just gives up a touchdown at the last second. And then they lose that game. They miss out on the playoffs and they fire their coach in all a span of basically 48 hours. So recapping everything, Bobby actually won this past week going 5-3. Mike went 4-4. Steve went 4-4. As I mentioned, I was miserable at 1-7, so hopefully I can rebound here and get back in the winning column. We have eight games to break down, guys. Six in the NFL wildcard round. We'll get to that in just a second, but we'll start with the two college football playoff semifinal games starting tonight. This game is going to start in about 20 minutes, so this is going to be old by the time it gets uploaded. That's okay. The Fiesta Bowl, number 10 Miami, 3.5-point favorites versus number 6 Ole Miss out in Glendale, Arizona. Bobby's got Miami covering the 3.5. Mike, I was talking with you off air about this. The number has come down because Trinidad Chambliss, that effect of what he did to Georgia in the Sugar Bowl last week. A lot of bettors are putting a lot of late money on Ole Miss in this game, but it's still 3.5 for our number. It makes me want to take Ole Miss here and avoid that hook. But I just think Miami has been so dominant on both sides of the line of scrimmage in this run in the postseason. I think they get it done. I think they win by 4 points or more. It should be a fun game, maybe like a 27-23 finish. It just feels like Miami's defense, I trust more in this spot than Ole Miss's defense. Defense wins championships. Give me the Hurricanes just like Hebert.
I'm going to take that 3.5. If it was 3, I would go with Miami. I think Miami wins this game, but it could well come out to be a field goal.
It's going to be that hook,
but
Mike.
I get that extra half. Man, give me the Rebels.
Mike, I'm actually right with you, man. In a semifinal game, for me, getting more than a field goal with a team that just knocked off the SEC champs, too much value there for me to pass up, so I'm rolling with the Rebs.
They got to change that, like, just entire situation, guys. I know that Indiana wasn't affected by it, but the numbers are there about teams in the first round getting a bye in the college football playoff. I think they'll adjust once it moves to 16. No team will get a first-round bye, and hopefully there will be more on-campus games. So a split to start us off here. Bobby and I are going with the Hurricanes. Mike and Steve going with Ole Miss. Up next tomorrow night, guys, we got the Peach Bowl out in Atlanta. Number 5, Oregon versus number 1, Indiana. Bobby's got Indiana. I once again agree with him on this one. I'm just done doubting the Hoosiers. I'm done doubting Coach Sig. I know that people will talk about the talent level of that roster, but they just keep beating opponents up physically. And there's some grown men on that team. Give me the Hoosiers minus 3.5. I think that they not necessarily cruise to the college football playoff championship game, but I think that they win this by a touchdown or more.
I like Indiana. Best coach team. And Mendoza's the real McCoy. Nothing against Dante Moore. That's where I disagree with Ryan Roberts on. They got beat up in that first game.
Yes, they did.
If you watch that game, yeah, the way they score was, but they got beat up in that football game. Give me Indiana, and I think they make it 2 in a row against Oregon.
I'm going to roll with the Quack Attack. Give me the Ducks here, guys. I think just beating a Dan Lanning team is going to be, you know, twice in a season is going to be real tough for this Indiana squad, no matter how good we think they are. And Oregon's been dominant since losing to Indiana early on. That revenge factor, I feel, is going to be huge. So, quack, quack. Give me the Ducks plus 3.5.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They've been good to you, Steve, so I understand the pick. Moving on, NFL wildcard round, guys. We have everything starting off with a doubleheader on Saturday. First and foremost, in the NFC, the Rams, the 5-seed, 10.5-point favorites on the road in Carolina against the 4-seeded Panthers. Bobby's got the Rams minus 10.5. This was a Panthers team that upset the Rams. And Steve, I remember the number that I read out to you last night about teams with bad point differentials in the playoffs and being able to win those games in the first round. You know, this game scares me more than it should.
Absolutely. That number's high.
It is very high. That being said, the Rams are maybe the team that I trust the most in the NFC. Give me LA to cover the 10.5.
Rams.
Wow, I'm going to be different again here, guys. I'm going to roll with the Panthers getting that 10.5. I think LA wins this matchup, but think the Carolina Kitty Cats keep it close enough.
So you are the only one taking the Panthers in this matchup, Steve. Moving on, the 7-seed in the NFC, the Packers, 1.5-point favorites at the 2-seeded Bears. Bobby's got the Bears winning this matchup. There's something mentally about this game, the Packers and the Bears. And I know a lot of Bears fans are really holding their breath. Maybe they're a little bit ahead of schedule with Coach Ben Johnson. Are they the real deal? The Packers have been terrible for the past month. I know injuries have played a major factor in that. I don't like this one, guys. I don't like this one either way. I'll take the Bears, but I don't feel very good about it. I'll ride with Bobby on this one.
I like the Bears. They get turnovers. And can the Packers stop their running game? So that's why I'm going with Chicago.
Yeah, we're in trouble because it's going to be a sweep on this one, gents. And Jordan Love's got the playoff experience. Like you mentioned, Mike, the Bears defense has been creating those turnovers. I just love a home dog here, so give me Bears plus 1.5.
The first clean sweep of the last 2 weeks, gentlemen. That's very fun. Up next, we have a Sunday tripleheader, guys, starting with the AFC. The 6-seeded Bills, 1.5-point favorites in Jacksonville against the 3-seeded Jaguars. Bobby's got the Jags. This is the toughest one. I don't know how you feel. I think this is still the toughest one to pick. I'll lean Jaguars, but I don't feel great about it. I think if the Bills win this game, I don't think they'll have many more difficult opponents than the Jaguars to get over the hump into the Super Bowl. But the way that Jacksonville's been playing, they're red hot entering this matchup. I know that the money is going to be on the Bills because of Josh Allen and his effect, but give me the Jags. I just think that they're playing better football as a team.
Jaguars defense is real McCoy. They really good. And I'm going to trust Trevor Lawrence here. Fingers and every other part I got crossed on that, but Jacksonville.
Yeah, man. For me, it's just, you know, Buffalo's defense all year has just looked so shaky.
Another clean sweep, Steve?
Yeah, Jacksonville's run game and the home momentum, I like them here too. Plus the 1.5, and I think they win outright.
Moving on, guys, we have an NFC matchup wrapping up that slate. The 49ers, the 6-seed out of the NFC at the number 3-seeded Eagles. Philadelphia, 4.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Eagles, and I am noticing a trend here, guys, because I'm going right there with him. Philadelphia, it feels like the 49ers, I was texting with one of our listeners earlier, that they have to outscore teams to win. And I don't like that formula against Vic Fangio and the Eagles defense. I know that there's question marks about the Eagles offense. You know, maybe they can answer a few of them. You got to beat the champ to be the champ type of thing. I'm going with Philadelphia.
Who the hell have the Eagles played good against on offense? Man, give me them points in the 49ers. I don't know if San Francisco wins, but I will say this.
4.5.
Man, the Eagles ain't blowing out nobody.
I'm going to roll with Philly in this one, guys, minus 4.5. I just think, you know, banged up 49ers squad. Philly, like you mentioned, Charlie, the defending champs, and they're going to be the top dog until they're not. So I'm hesitantly rolling with Philly, though. I think it's going to be a tight game.
And speaking of more line movement, that line has actually gone up for Philly. It's now up to 5.5, but because we had set this up earlier, 4.5, so we get an extra point here that we're working with, Steve. Moving on, we got the Chargers, the 7-seed out of the AFC at the 2-seeded Patriots. Patriots, 3.5-point favorites in Foxborough. Bobby and I once again agree on this one. Patriots minus 3.5. The Chargers, great story to get to this point. But at the same time, I think that the Patriots just want to shut some people up about, oh, you haven't played anybody. Yeah. You haven't, you know. I think that they'll have a good performance. They win this by more than 4. It's going to be upwards of a touchdown type of game.
I like the Patriots here. They could run the football. And the Chargers, surprisingly, haven't been able to stop the run. Their offensive line, they're not the five blocks of granite. Not without Alton Slater up. So I'll go with the Patriots.
I'm rolling with New England, too, guys. That defense, I think, should be able to take care of some Chargers protection issues. And Drake May's deep ball will be a difference maker against a suspect secondary for the Chargers. Patriots minus 3.5, so I think that's a clean sweep, Charlie.
That is another clean sweep. That is our third of the NFL wildcard round, which is not a good sign, but we'll move on.
Right.
Monday, January 12th, everything wraps up. Wildcard weekend, Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh. The four-seeded Steelers hosting the five-seeded Texans. Houston, three-point favorites on the road, guys. Mike, you heard me talk about it with Jen. You heard me talk about it earlier on in the show. I like this Texans team as a potential, I don't even want to call them sleeper, because a lot of people are looking at this team as maybe that defense can carry them very, very deep in this playoffs. Give me Houston to go on the road, Monday Night Football. I know all the numbers about Tomlin's success in Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football. I don't care. Give me this Texans team to win and cover the three-point spread.
I like Houston. I just think their defense is as good as anyone's in the NFL. Not that the Steelers can really put a heavy pass rush. They haven't done that all season long. And either with because of age or injuries, T.J. Watt, he hasn't been the same guy. So give me Houston.
Yeah, I love that Houston Texans defense as well, guys. But you know what? I'll be a little different here. Give me the home dog with the Hall of Fame quarterback, Steelers plus three.
And I didn't mention, but Bobby also has the Texans. So, Steve, you will stand alone with the
Wait
Steelers
a minute.
Here.
Bobby didn't pick Aaron Rodgers?
Bobby did not pick Aaron Rodgers.
Man, lucky I'm sitting, because that would have floored me.
Well, listen, guys, that Texans defense, just like you said about the Jags defense, Mike, it's legitimate. So we'll see how far it can kind of carry them in this playoff picture, because like we said, the AFC is wide open. So just recapping real quick for everybody out there. Let's see. The first game tonight, Bobby and I are rolling with Miami minus 3.5. Mike and Steve are taking Ole Miss in the points. The three of us, Bobby, Mike, myself, are taking Indiana minus 3.5. Steve, you got Oregon plus 3.5. Similar situation. Steve, you're the only one taking Carolina plus 10.5 in the first game of the wildcard weekend. Clean sweep for the Bears. Clean sweep for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mike, you're the only one riding with the 49ers this weekend in Philadelphia. And then we have a clean sweep for the Patriots. And Steve is the only one riding with the Steelers this upcoming weekend as far as Monday Night Football to wrap up Wild Card Weekend, guys.
Well, at least it looks like I have a kind of a chance to catch up to you gents. Either that or I just go way down in the hole.
Yeah, you have a
few. Might be that 1-7 again.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's it?
Well, that is a wrap on our Pick 8 segment for this week. We'll see how things shake out, and enjoying the weekend of college and NFL football.